Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in that relates to the subject of the show or of the person being interviewed. So sit back and enjoy The Eclectic Hour. Now, today's show is called An Inconvenient Truth About the USA. This show will feature 10 to 11 songs with some discussion in between. I'm pleased to have KKRN's own Bob Christensen in studio with me as we share this music with you. Thank you, Bob, for being here.
You are welcome. Let's let her roll.
All right. Our first song is Let's Take Our Heads Out of the Sand. It was written and performed by Bob Wickline, and I believe that we need to find a way to dig ourselves out of the quicksand of climate denial, human rights denial, and the social safety net hole we find ourselves in. I'm convinced there is enough money for health care, education, and other social good if we stop letting the monetary and political power of our military control us to our own detriment and to the detriment of the entire world. Indeed, as the song says, let need, not greed, lead the way.
I had a dream the other night. Now in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see, if ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we. As we take, 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 take. Like a good mother, Mother Nature keeps giving, but her heart must be ready to break. She's being abused and overused by her children who choose to ignore. There's only so much that she can give before she can give no more. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. We poison the air, we poison the land, and we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, happiness lies in how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years, when we will have about 10 billion neighbors on the sphere. Will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining? Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let me not greed lead the way. So much and waste so much, how much do we really need? And how long can a dream survive that seems to thrive on greed? A little pollution is so thick and dark and dense, it contaminates and poisons common good and common sense. Let's take our heads out of the sand and open up our eyes. Let's take our heads out of the sand and finally realize that our tomorrows will depend. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much and how much longer?
And that ends it right there. Bob, I was thinking about this song, and our nation was founded on a land that was pristine. The Native Americans didn't overuse it. It wasn't overpopulated. And so the Europeans came in and were able to take control and alter it completely and you take advantage of it in a way in the New World. And they took full advantage of it and created a lot of abuse.
You know, it really seems that humans have the ability to take the garden we've been given and foul it. And I'm not a naturalist, but there's no other species on Earth other than man that fouls its own nest. And I'm perplexed.
Mm. Yeah, me as well. So that is our first one, and our next song is The Star-Spangled Banner. And this is done by Lou Rawls, and it's kind of ironic in a way. A beautiful singer and African-American. And if you read one of the verses there, it talks about the blood of the slaves and so on and so forth. Not commonly known, and we don't sing that today. So it's a little interesting history of the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and the bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag, it was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangle banner yet wave over the land of the free, yeah, and the home of the brave?
I've got to say, that's my favorite version of the Star-Spangled Banner.
What an arrangement. Whoa.
I agree.
Oboes.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was trying to find something that I was really pleased with, and that I was pleased with.
That really version captures the spirit. I mean, it's not showboat. I'm going to go up and trill up here and you know, just heartfelt into the song and captures the meaning and communicates it so well.
Yeah. Now we're going to go on to My Country, 'Tis of Thy People, You're Dying.
Hi, Buffy.
Exactly right. Buffy St. Marie. You know it.
Now that your big eyes are finally opened, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor? You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots return to their earth? And where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kinzoa mud, and a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The West with her shivering children in 0 degrees, blankets for your land, so the treaties attest. Oh well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed, and the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease, dying soldiers that day, and the tribes were wiped out, and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled, from the Grand Canyon's caverns to craven sad hills. The wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale, from Los Angeles County to upstate New York. The white nation fattens while others grow lean. Oh, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled, the future just threatens. Our lifeblood shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy. that you've never seen, that the eagles of war whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows. Pushed the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
Well, Bob Christensen, what do you have to say?
Well, you know, that's got to kind of leave you speechless. And it kind of reminds me, there was a very good California historian, Kevin Starr. He recently died. He was the California State historian, the California State librarian, taught journalism at UCLA, wrote a series of books on California history, and talked a lot about the genocide in California, which we don't really think about or hear about. But some of the worst genocides committed against the Indian peoples or the Native peoples was right here in Shasta County, and then further south in Tulare County, where I come from. And we need to remember this, because the way things are going, anyone who isn't useful is gone. If you look how different classes or protected classes, or however the politically correct way to say it is, we're just trashing people. We're throwing them away. And
and that's what happened there.
Absolutely. So anyway, you got me riled up now, Craig.
Okay. our next song is "Is There Anybody Here" by Phil Oakes. And it asks, is there anyone here who believes that following orders takes away the blame, and that murder is not murder by another name? And I think that's true in most cases when we go to war. It's just murder.
I can't argue with that.
Okay, here we go.
Follow the money.
Yes, I believe that totally.
Is there anybody here who'd like to change his clothes into a uniform? Is there anybody here who thinks they're only serving on a raging storm? Is there anybody here with glory in their eyes, loyal to the end, whose duty is to die? I want to see him, I want to wish him love, I want to shake his hand, want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here who'd like to wrap the flag around an early grave? Is there anybody here who thinks they're standing tall around a battle wave? Is there anybody here who'd like to do his part, soldier to the world and a hero to his heart? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here proud of the parade, who'd like to give a cheer and show they're not afraid? I'd like to ask him what he's trying to defend. I'd like to ask him what he thinks he's gonna win. Is there anybody here who thinks that following the orders takes away the blame? Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line, with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him, I want to wish him love, I want to shake his hand, want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here so proud of the parade. Who'd like to give a cheer and show they're not afraid? I'd like to ask him what he's trying to defend. I'd like to ask him what he thinks he's gonna win. Is there anybody here who thinks that following the orders takes away the blame? Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, gonna call his name, put a medal on the man, medal on the man.
Bill Oakes. Yeah. Had you heard that before, Bob?
I have heard that before.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Phil Oakes.
Yeah, me too. He had a lot to say.
He did. And he did it well.
Yes. Yes, he did. So like the Nuremberg trials, you know, they were just following orders, you know, and that's true.
You know, I wish I could do the site, but recently I was reading something on one of my, you know, news blogs. And an ICE official was being interviewed, and they used that just following orders to justify their behavior, and it just crushed me. You know, we went through so much to establish an international agreement, you know, what is culpable, and following orders does not get you off the hook.
That's right. That's a really important point. All right, you're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio. And we now have a studio in Reading, and that's where Bob Christensen and I are. And we still have our original studios in Round Mountain. And we want you to know that community support of our listeners is what keeps us on the air. And so if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of any size to KKRN at P.O. Box 188 Montgomery Creek, California 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And we thank you so much. Now our next song will be El Salvador by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and we've had a little involvement in El Salvador. As the Christian Science Monitor pointed out, since 1954, the United States has removed, usually with violence, at least 18 leaders of other nations. Also, it has been reported many times that we have more than 700 locations around the world where we have our troops, while many of our citizens are homeless, without health care, and not even counted as unemployed. We could have a bang-up military at half that size. Next song, El Salvador.
There's a sunny little country south of Mexico, where the winds are gentle and the waters flow. The breezes aren't the only things that blow in El Salvador. If you took the little lady for a moonlight drive, odds are still good you'd come back alive. But everyone is innocent until they arrive in El Salvador. If the rebels take a bus on the Grand Highway, and government destroys a village miles away, the man on the radio says, now we'll play south of the border. And in the morning the natives say, we're happy you have lived another day. Last night a thousand more passed away in El Salvador. Ooh. a television crew here from ABC, filming real empire and refugees, calling murdered children the tragedy of El Salvador. Before the government camera 20 feet away, another man is asking for continued aid, food and medicine and hand grenades for El Salvador. There's a thump, a rumble in the building sway, a soldier fires the acid spray, the public address system starts to play south of the border. You run for cover and hide your eyes, you hear the screams for paradise. They fall in further than you realize, and El Salvador. La 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 la. Just like Poland is protected by her Russian friends, Punta is assisted by Americans. And if $60 million seems too much to spend in El Salvador, they say for $500 million they could do it right. Bomb all day and burn all night, until there's not a living thing upright in El Salvador. They'll continue training troops in the USA and watch the guns that got away, and teach the military bands to play south of the border, and kill the people to set them free, who put this price on their liberty. Don't you think it's time to leave El Salvador. Well,
anything to say about that one, Bob?
Wow. You know, we've been involved in so many places, and what we're always doing is just clearing a path for government not for the government, but for private corporations. And, you know, I don't know. It almost seems to me that one of the biggest mistakes we made was doing away with the draft, because now nobody has skin in the game anymore. When it used to be with the draft, every family in the country had skin in the game, and now we just kind of...
Unless they had bone spurs.
Yeah, unless they had bone spurs, but now we're unattached. We have no skin in the game, and what they're doing, we don't know because we have no involvement.
No, it's a lot of hidden stuff.
I know, it's...
A lot of it. In fact, our next song, We Are the Cops of the World, I may have a little story to share about... a Vietnam experience, not that I had, but someone I know. So we'll go on to the Cops of the World.
Come get out of the way, boys. Quick, get out of the way. You'd better watch what you say, boys. Better watch what you say. We've rammed in your harbor and tied to your port, and our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters around to the fore, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. We pick and choose as we please, boys. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boys. Best get down on your knees. We're hairy and horny and ready to shack, and we don't care if you're yellow or black. Just take off your clothes and lay down on your back, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Our boots are knitting a shine, boys. Boots are knitting a shine. But our Coca-Cola is fine, boys. Coca-Cola is fine. We've got to protect all our citizens fair. So we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And dump the reds in a pile, boys. Dump the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boys. Better wipe off that smile. We'll spit through the streets of the cities we wreck, and we'll find you a leader that you can elect. Those treaties we signed were a pain in the neck. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And clean the Johns with a rag, boys. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boys. If you like, you can use your flag. We've got too much money, we're looking for toys. And guns will be guns, and boys will be boys. But we'll gladly pay for all we destroy. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Please stay off of the grass, boys. Please stay off of the grass. Here's a kick in the ass, boys. Here's a kick in the ass. We'll smash down your doors. We don't bother to knock. We've done it before, so why all the shock? We're the biggest and the toughest kids on the block. And we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And when we butchered your sons, boys, when we butchered your sons, have a stick of our gum, boys. Have a stick of our bubble gum. We own half the world, oh say can you see? And the name for our profits is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world.
Well, we are the cops of the world, and not a lot has changed, I would say, Bob. What do you think?
I think that that song exactly pulls the covers on what goes on. I mean, it's hard to miss. Well crafted, well done.
Yeah, and I was going to share with our audience. I was 18, living in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I was dating a young lady, same age, and... We got to talking, you know, of course, and about her brother, who was had been over in Vietnam and had returned. And she shared something with me, and with glee in her voice, and after that we didn't date anymore. But what she said was her brother had been over there with other soldiers, and they had found some young ladies, some Vietnamese ladies, to have sex with in a hooch. And after they'd had their fun, they decided to secure the hooch and make sure that they couldn't get out and set the young ladies on fire.
Ouch.
As they screamed, they were laughing at it. And this, my erstwhile girlfriend was humored by this. And I was totally sick. And I'm sure that that's not the only people that did that, only soldiers. just like Lieutenant Kelly, he was caught and all that. But there were, I'm sure, tons of things like this besides Agent Orange and all of that. We had no business being there. We would have had to wipe out everything with nuclear bombs or whatever.
We tried.
We did our damnedest.
Yeah, we did.
And how we could go back into Saddam Hussein's Iraq is beyond me. I never thought that our generation would be so foolish and so easily led by the nose to believe what the propaganda we were being told, and yet it happened.
And that's just a whole nother story about how the co-option of the system and how, I mean, it's just, it's an amazing story. From whatever perspective you take it, it's an amazing story.
Yes.
Some love it, and some of us are scared to death.
Yeah, yeah, and we should be scared to death. It is wrong. It is immoral. And we agree.
Yeah.
And we hope our listeners do, too.
I have family members that don't.
I do as well. Yeah. Our next song is A Little Cog by Emily Yates. And Emily is a Oakland singer-songwriter who's just a real interesting character. So we'll share this and listening close to the words.
Well, I'm just a little cog in your machine. Yes, I'm just a little cog in your machine. Just a little cog, help you live high on the hog. I'm just a little cog in your machine. Well, I'm just a little screw inside your watch. Yes, I'm just a little screw inside your watch. I help you keep the time while the power chain you climb. I'm just a little screw inside your watch. Well, I'm just a little match inside your book. Yes, I'm just a little.
Such a happy little tune, isn't it?
Klezmer meets Calypso. It is so cool. Just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's a jaunty little number there.
It is.
Yeah, we you know, in the matchbook, in our name they set the world aflame. And so our next song is Not In My Name by John McCutcheon.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do a show just about without using John McCutcheon. So here we go.
He's an icon.
He is. He's an amazing human being. Here we go.
Thank you. plane in the distance. See the flame in the sky. See the young ones running for cover. The old ones wondering why. They tell us that the world is a dangerous place. We live in a terrible time. But in Hiroshima, New York, or in Baghdad, it's the innocent who die for the crime. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Witnesses watch through the window, their hearts locked in horror and pain, at the man lying strapped to a gurney as the poison is pumped through his veins. And I'm wondering, who are the prisoners? Who holds the lock and the key? Who has the power over life, over death? When will we finally be free? Not in my name. Not in my name. All your holy wars, your jihads, your crusades. I have been used as inspiration, I've been used as an excuse for the murder and the misery you made. I thought I made it clear in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Quran. What is it in my teaching about loving your enemies that you people don't understand? Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. No, no, not in my name. 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 Not in my name.
Another powerful song by John McCutcheon, hey?
All I can say about that song is ditto.
Yeah, I'm going to be a ditto head on that myself.
And the arrangement, though, starting out with the folk instruments, hammered dulcimer, bring that in later, you know, on top of the rock guitar. I mean, what a beautiful arrangement. What a genius.
Yes, yes, I concur. I was listening to that, and I just see John McCutcheon on that hammered dulcimer.
Yeah.
He's just a master of it. He's a master of all these instruments, it seems to me.
Yes, he is.
Now, after that, we've got The Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie. And really, it says that every soldier is responsible for engaging in unjust war. And I think you and I agree, almost all wars are unjust. There's a few, maybe, but very, very, very few.
I mean, you have to look at World War II.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
And there are
exceptions.
There are, but very, very few.
The majority of the wars that we fought should never have been fought.
I agree.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, here we go with Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all 31 and he's only 70. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the walls. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon to the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame, but his orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing, you know, how people just get all caught up in the mystique and the glory of battle, and then
as if there is a glory in that,
and then they come home and go, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people that have you know, are just questioning themselves for what they let themselves get talked into, and I feel bad for them, and it doesn't stop.
No, if you don't believe that these situations are just to fight in, at least now without a draft, you don't have to be a part of it. I was a conscientious objector. I would have gone to prison rather than fight.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam and other wars, except for, as you say, World War II, I would have probably fought in that. But none of the other wars in my lifetime do I believe we should have sent any soldiers to fight in.
You know, I was born in 1942, and since that time, I'm 76, so we're going 76 years. I cannot remember a time without conflict, military conflict somewhere. Maybe it's just Grenada a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an incursion into Nicaragua,
Panama.
The proxy wars. But there has never been a time in my life where the United States has not been involved in conflict.
Yes, trying to take over somebody.
Trying to take over somebody.
Yes. Our next song is The Machine, and it was written and performed by John McCutcheon. Now, this song refers to the Tiki Torch parade of white supremacists that invaded Charlottesville, Virginia, not so long ago, shouting white power slogans, with our commander-in-chief insisting that there were good people among them. This song describes McCutcheon's own father, who fought the Nazis in World War II, sitting on his front porch as these "Jews will not replace us" crowd marched by his home in Charlottesville, Virginia.
sat there on his front porch beneath the clear blue sky. In his 92nd year, as the crowd went roaring by, the signs, the chants, the shouts, the rants, the flag he knew too well, he slowly shook his head and said, God damn them all to hell. I was on the beach that morning when half my company died. The history books now say it was the day that turned the tide. Back home our families all pitched in, save tires and tinfoil too. We realized that evil had a name that we all knew. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. Now 70 years later, here they are again. None of them was even born, but I was present when we liberated Birkenau. I still see every face. I didn't fight the Nazis to allow them in this place. This Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. No, I don't believe that wars start with a bullet or the bomb. It begins in homes and hearts with the innocent and young. No one is born to hatred, they must be fed the lie. We're left with the carnage and these bastards marching by. I no longer wield the weapons that I did in my youth. What I have to offer now is memory and truth. No one can sit idly after what we've seen today. Either stand up and be counted, or get the hell out of the way. Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine. Yes, Woody Guthrie had this guitar with the best sign I have seen. This machine kills fascists, we must be the machine.
Stand up and be counted or get out of the way. What a line.
Yeah, I hear that song and it just hurts my heart to think that we've come to that point in our nation when that could happen. They could be so open about it, and then our, quote, president could say what he said about those white supremacists. It's very painful.
He is one.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And it's a very, very painful thing to think that our country's come to this situation.
So many people have died to prove otherwise, you know, to have it just pulled out from under us. And
I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime. I didn't think it would happen.
You know, I have family on the right, and in the 60s, an older cousin, he was working for GE designing missile guidance systems in San Jose. He's from Salt Lake City. And, you know, you had the activities of the 60s and, the, you know, the Black Panther stuff freaking everybody out. They were really a social service group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But his point was, the revolution won't come from the left. It's coming from the right.
I guess it has.
Well, his family was very involved in that particular political persuasion, and they still are, and they're quite a large contingent. Luckily, I hung out with my Danish immigrant grandparents. So.
Good Scandinavian that you are.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, well, we're getting to the end here, so I want to thank you for being with us today, Bob.
It's been fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I want to let everybody know that you've been listening to KKRN's Eclectic Hour. We thank you for listening and supporting that our programs. And we want you to tune in next week for another episode of the Eclectic Hour. And we're going to go out with the Star-Spangled Banner again, this time done by Jimi Hendrix. This version seems to capture, to my mind, the jangling discord that our nation is now facing.
I'm